You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We get to catch up with our friends at the Concordia University system in just a moment. Thanks to Concordia University Nebraska for supporting today's episode of The Coffee Hour. You can find out more about Concordia University Nebraska by visiting cune.edu. Joining us today, the Reverend Dr. Jameson Hardy, president of the Concordia University system. Dr. Hardy, welcome back.
It's great to be with both of you.
And the Reverend Dr. Douglas Spittel, vice president of the Concordia University system. Dr. Spittel, welcome back.
Always a pleasure to be here.
Now, last time we were together, we were not in the studio at the International Center. We were in our studio set up at the Convention Center in New Orleans for the LCMS Youth Gathering. And I believe, I can't remember what number this was for Dr. Hardy, but Dr. Spittel, this was your first youth gathering.
It was.
So I'd like a recap. I'd love to hear a recap of your time at the LCMS Youth Gathering, what you guys got to do as part of the Concordia University system while you were there.
Douglas, who wants to start? I do it every year.
Tell us more.
The organizers may have a bone to pick with me on that one, but
probably.
It was awesome. It was wonderful. I mean, we could talk about the production value and all that, but you know what? What makes that so great is just all the youth getting, and I got to talk to them. It was kind of funny. On Sunday morning, I had just come from church and I walked into the building because we wanted to check on our setup and everything, make sure that everything was good. And I was still wearing my collar and my uniform. And I wasn't, 10 steps in the building. And one of the youth walks up to me and has a question. And then as we're walking around the floor, probably a dozen more kids, and they had questions for the pastor. Because there's lots of pastors there, but it's the youth gathering. So they're there in t-shirts and shorts and whatnot, because it's New Orleans and just downright hot.
I think they mistook you from Cardinal Dolan or something.
No. They did. They had wonderful questions. I had everything from a high school freshman asking me about, is it too early to think about about studying for the ministry? The answer is no, it's never too early. In fact, I was a freshman in high school when I considered it. And to some very personal and deep questions that I was thankful that I could be there and pray with them and answer their questions. So getting to talk to the high school students, getting to be around our Concordia University booths and their displays. They did some wonderful jobs on their displays. It was just awesome the whole time I was there.
And for me, Andy, to your question, 1992 was my first youth gathering. I think maybe I told you this off the air. I found my way accidentally on stage during a mass. Right?
Right.
And at this gathering, I was actually invited to speak from the main stage. And so for me, 33 years later, I came full circle from running up on stage uninvited to being invited and being able to address. And it was great because after we spoke and introduced the presidents, we had about 40 additional applications to the CUS scholarship. So, I mean, the kids heard the encouragement, and President Harrison did a phenomenal job at telling the group the next day that we need 1,000 of you kids to do church work, because just so happens to be that the number I'm looking at is 1,000. So we didn't collude on that at all. He's a brilliant scholar and I'm just lucky. So.
And I think we talked with you guys before the gathering had actually begun.
The day before. Yeah. Saturday afternoon.
Yeah. So this was before all of the stuff happened. That's over right. the next few days. What were some of the, did you have conversations too, Dr. Hardy, with students with it?
Well, no, unlike Spittel, I didn't look as clerical as he does, but no, certainly had a lot of great conversations. I mean, it's a joy to hear young people express a desire to be in church work. One of the things about leaving, for me, parish work and district president, and for Doug, leaving parish work, is to strengthen and to bolster our church work programs in the LCMS. And we're seeing it happen, and the gathering was just an absolute beautiful place to see it come out. My nephew, my nephew is a junior at CUC, and he was one of the personalities out in front of their booth the whole time. And it's just nice to see that next generation. It wasn't but 25, 35 years ago, I was that goofy guy out front, at CUW. So, it's good to see the young people and to see the upcoming excitement for serving God in the church. And the youth gathering is a hype fest for sure. I mean, it really is, but, my daughter was there. Three of my nephews were there. And so I got a good chance to see people and talk to people. And then all the kids that were at our booths. I mean, I can't believe how many kids stopped by the Concordia booths. you know, yeah, they were giving away fans and whatever else silly tchotchkes they were giving away. The kids love it. I mean, they love it. I mean, back in the day, I didn't know I'd get so excited about t-shirts. My daughter comes home with 28 t-shirts. What do you need? 28 We got a, you know, a competition who can get the most t-shirts. So.
Mm-hmm. And when you go to college, having 28 t-shirts means you don't have to do laundry for at least
once a month. At least a month.
That's mm-hmm. true. I think your nephew stopped by our booth too.
I'm sure he did.
Oh, Benjamin. Andy or Jordan talked with him. I didn't get to talk with him, but I know somebody from our booth.
He's a hearty. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, we all saw his last name and went, hey, we know that name. Now, you mentioned scholarships, and we talked about scholarships when we were at the youth gathering. Tell us more about these scholarships.
I'll let Mr. Scholarship tell you.
Sure.
We had a phenomenal response to the scholarship application process. Over 270, 80. Almost 280 applicants, and we wish we could give scholarships to every single one of them, really. But our funding is limited, and so we were able to give away 120 $5,000 scholarships to students in church work programs at our Concordia universities. I've already received several very heartfelt thank you notes from some of those students, and we look forward to talking with some of them. I'm going to be at Concordia, Wisconsin and Concordia, Chicago for their opening services. Dr. Hardy will be at Irvine, Nebraska and St. Paul for their opening services. And every time I talk to one of these students, I encourage them to say, hey, we're going to be at your opening service. Introduce yourself to us, you know, and tell us, hey, I got a scholarship, and we'd love to talk to them. So, yeah. And so right now I'm just in the process now. I've run things through accounting and whatnot. And if anybody's listening and wondering, where's my money? It's coming. It'll be in your account shortly. And so don't worry. It's coming there. But all the applicants have been notified as to whether they did receive it or, unfortunately, if they didn't. And it's our heartfelt hope that someday soon we'll have that endowment to the size where we'll actually be able to give out 1,000 scholarships. We can't do that today. But if you go to cus.edu, there's a donate button, and you can actually donate directly to the Scholarship Endowment Fund.
Let me take it a step further. We need $80 million more to hit the target where we need to get to be able to throw off $5,000 scholarships. And $80 million is a lot of money, no doubt about it. But Doug and I are committed to raising this money because ultimately we're working with the universities to try to make our church work programs co-equal in terms of what it's going to cost. So students can choose wherever they want to go in any of the system schools. And with a scholarship from CUS, it would be almost free. And you know, we get a lot of people talk to us about, oh, students have to have skin in the game. I agree with that sentiment, but I also want to take away the option. I said at the LCMS National Youth Gathering, you know, if money is the obstacle for you going into church work, my line has been since I've been a parish pastor for 25 years this year, if money is the obstacle, we have no obstacle. Now it's up to him and I and those of us in the Synod who are charged with doing this to raise the money and to get us into a situation where our investments are producing this kind of cash. I'm confident that if we stay at it, we're going to get there. And so for all the folks listening, if they want to contribute to this, we assure you that your gift will go directly to financially supporting students the way that these endowments were intended years and years ago. This is the first time that CUS has ever given cash scholarships to students directly. The money's always gone to the university in the past for the same purpose, but this is more honoring more donor requests to directly support students. And we're just thrilled. Douglas did a tremendous amount of job trying to get our fingers around how much we had and all this other stuff. And the good news is this is not the only year. We are committed to doing this again next year for sure, no matter what the market does. And the more money we get into the endowment, the more we're going to be able to give away. Our goal is to give away $1,000, $5,000 scholarships. And the quicker I can do that, the easier I'll be able to sleep at night. So please help me.
And that's at
edu. Thank you. Yeah, well.
CUS.edu. And on the header, there is a donate button, and it'll take you right to our donations page. There's a couple of things you can donate to. The scholarship fund is one of them.
Well, and you know what's ironic? Doug and I returned from our summer travels to district conventions and the LCMS National Youth Gathering, and we came back to some mail, and that mail informed us that we were named into estates for some small donations. I mean, not $80 million. I'll tell you, but some significant dollars that will help bolster. And so those relationships, I guarantee you, were built long, long ago. The one gentleman, I think, died a decade ago already. So, you know, God's people hear this call, and I know they want to be a part of it. This is a situation where when you give to this endowment, kids will receive financial support. Period. This is not, there's no overhead. There's no any kind of take away from CUS's side. This money goes directly into their endowment funds. We put those money to work in the Matthew 25 parable, and we give kids cash into their account. They get it right in their account. So yeah, this is exciting. This is something that we're really proud of and thankful.
What does this mean then for ChurchWorks students for this coming school year? What is it? How does this make a difference for them?
Well, for 120 kids, Andy, they have $5,000 that are now in their account that they can pay tuition, go buy books and supplies, pay for room and board, whatever they need. There's money. And that's part of the whole thing. The program was designed by Douglas to put the money directly into their student account. So we asked for their student ID number, and one check will be sent to the university, and the university will get a list, and these students will get five in their accounts. They'll have complete control of it. And by the way, for those listening, the students are required, they've already pledged that they'll stay into church work for a minimum of 5 years. If they don't stay in church work for 5 years, they repay the money that they get. This is not just a free handout for a free handout's sake. I have other motivations and reasons for choosing 5 years. I won't go into those with you right now, but I will tell you that it's to benefit them. It's certainly to benefit the worker. That's where I'll leave that.
And I received an email today and actually spoke on the phone with one of our students who had some questions, and she was just so thankful. She said that, you know, she was concerned as to whether she would be able to enroll this year. And this is her senior year because of finances. And when she got this scholarship, that problem went away. So that's what it means to her. And we're going to let the students tell you in the future what this means to them. So you won't have to hear it from us.
Look to Thanksgiving for the Thanksgiving CUS video for our scholarships.
Okay.
There's your, what do they call that? Not a trailer. Teaser. Thank you. Teaser.
We're talking with Drs. Hardy and Spatel of the Concordia University System, getting more of an update with them following up the LCMS Youth Gathering and scholarships, and more information about the beginning of the school year coming in just a moment. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
At Concordia University, Nebraska, discover a distinctly Christian community that equips students to live by faith with courage, character, and conviction. Intentionally combining our Christian faith, Lutheran heritage, rigorous academics, and practical real-life experiences, we prepare students to fulfill a higher purpose in their vocations and life. Learn more about Concordia University, Nebraska at our website, cune.edu. That's cune.edu.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Today we're talking with the Reverend Dr. Jameson Hardy and the Reverend Dr. Douglas Spatel of the Concordia University System, catching up after the LCMS Youth Gathering, getting some details about their experience there and the students they got to interact with. Also learning about scholarships, a little bit more about that, and looking to the beginning of the school year. What does the beginning of the school year look like for Concordia Universities? What does that look like as we're starting that new academic calendar?
A little bit of wonderful mayhem. You got to have thousands of students coming back, and they're all coming to campus with different experiences and different expectations. You'll have your upperclassmen, your seniors. This is their last year on campus, and you know that year for everybody that's gone to college, you know that it's not even a year; it's 9 months at best, and it just goes by so fast. And then you've got your freshmen who have, you know, this is their first time living away from home. They're beginning their adult experience and just trying to figure it all out and wandering around campus and, you know, where's this dorm and where's this classroom, and just everything's new for them, and it's just wonderful. Our faculties are, you know, back off of a summer break, unless they were teaching over the summer, but hopefully refreshed and just eager to go. and to teach these students. And it's summertime on all of our campuses right now. At Concordia Irvine, it's summertime all the time. It's warm, it's sunny, it's a great time. A little side note, Concordia University in Nebraska, they're welcoming their students this week, but they had a major thunderstorm roll through, 90-mile-an-hour winds, did a good bit of damage on the campus. I think they said 67 trees went down.
Yeah, this is a real issue. Without spending a lot of time on the topic, let's just say they have a financial need right now. And the reason why they have a financial need is because the insurance company had changed their deductible and increased it substantially. And so the damage to the trees are being worked on right now by LCMS Disaster Relief and the alert team there in Nebraska. And they're getting an evaluation of some roof and some buildings right now. But there's going to be some financial need to help with CU Nebraska, who, again, as Douglas said, is welcoming their students this week. And certainly for anybody who wants to contribute to that, they can do that on cus.edu. But just note for Concordia, Nebraska. But we're going to be certainly putting an appeal together for this because it's going to be, could be upwards close to $1 million.
There's a story that came out of this. Well, first of all, property-wise, it was serious. But thank God nobody was hurt, but all of our athletes were on campus for training, and they canceled all their practices after the storm. And they went out, and it wasn't just the campus that was hit, but it was the entire town of Seward. And all of our athletes went out, spread out through the town, and helped clean up at the town and helped the people in the town get through this time. So our students were out there helping out after this storm.
Yeah, I saw images of that on Facebook. And
really, they're on Facebook? I haven't seen them.
Yeah,
I just got the phone
images.
Call.
Yeah, it's definitely something that I know that the university has been sharing some of the images and the students that were able to go out and help. And it's great that the universities be able to help the community in that way too.
I told Ross Johnson, the alert team should just gather up all those broken limbs and trees and take them out to the back 40 and build an enormous bonfire and have a great start to the school year. See, I got some great ideas. I'm not as dull as you might think.
People think
I'm all about a good bonfire too.
Nobody thinks that. Nobody.
Who's bringing the marshmallows?
Seriously, if you've ever been to CU Nebraska, right? They have a lot of fields in the back.
Yeah.
I told him, as you just take all that stuff and you have this huge bonfire back there. You know.
You're the one going to Nebraska's opening service, aren't you?
Oh, that's right. I can do that.
Oh boy.
Yeah, I can do that.
Sorry.
Just give me a torch. Sarah.
Although their deductible might go up even higher.
Well, if I come on campus, it will. I guarantee that.
Tell us more about these opening services. Have you guys gone to opening services before?
No.
Is this something new for you guys to be doing?
So one of the things when I became president, which I just celebrated a year, July 1st.
Wow.
I can't believe it's been a year. And Douglas is coming up on a year. You're about 10 months now?
September 11th.
He's almost 11 months. Wow. So we did not go to opening services last year as we are this year. I went to a couple opening services. I was at Irvine's opening service. I was at Macwan's opening service. And I was at Nebraska's opening service last year as a schedule of my kind of introductory visit to the universities. This year, however, Douglas and I planned who's going to be where. The reason he's doing Chicago and Macwan is because you can go into one airport and service both. They're an hour and a half away.
Yeah.
Selfishly, I'm going out to Irvine in part because my oldest son lives out there. And so I'll be able to see my daughter-in-law, my son. But no, and by the way, that's next Monday. So Irvine starts school next Monday. So this coming Sunday, I fly to Irvine and their opening service is next Monday.
So it will have happened yesterday by the time this airs. Yeah.
So whenever this airs.
Yeah.
Monday.
Time travel with KFUO.
18th. Monday the 18th is the opening service at Irvine. But yeah, I think it's important for us to be there. Now, in Doug's case, you're going to be lector at both?
At both, yeah.
And I'm not. I'm going to be eye candy. I am not participating, not out of a spite, but I let them choose. In fact, I told the presidents, I don't want any fanfare. I just want to be with the kids. I just want to be, you know, if they want me to preach or do liturgy, I'd be glad to. The thing is, at Irvine, I think we've talked about this, their chapel is under renovation.
Yeah.
And it is almost complete, but will not be complete for this opening service. So they're going to have their last opening service in the gym. Mm-hmm. And they're just thrilled to get out of the gym and back to this beautiful 800-seat chapel. And then in Nebraska, I really don't know what's going to happen given all the damage to the trees and whatnot. But then in St. Paul, they have a chapel service to start the school year in their chapel. So yeah, we're looking forward to it. And I think one of the things that CUS is doing and changing historically is we're going to be at as many events as possible, opening services, graduations, homecomings. And it's to be a part of the community and to just support our schools. Mm-hmm. You know, people know when they see us coming, who we are, you know. It's kind of like when you go to the zoo, you go right to the grizzly bear, you know, the exhibit. That's what I tell people. So, no, it's a thrill. It's an absolute thrill to be with these kids and to see their excitement of new school year. I had the pleasure of being in Irvine last year, and they have this practice and of putting this sash over all these freshmen. And, you know, I'm sure you're a graduate. You probably have one of these.
Right? I don't know.
You don't have one? I'll get one for you, Sarah.
Oh,
I'll get one for you.
Appreciate it.
I'll tell them their graduate needs what they call it, swag. Is that it? Is
sure.
That, yeah.
Anything else about opening services? So you're covering three, and Dr. Spatel, you're covering two. You get to fly into Chicago or Milwaukee and cover those two as well.
Yeah, fly into O'Hare and then drive up to Mequon and then back down to Chicago for the next.
Well, that's fantastic. I'm glad that you will have all the opening services covered for this year, and they'll have an opportunity to meet you. And those students, as you mentioned earlier, students who are receiving scholarships have an opportunity to meet you as well. In our last conversation at the youth gathering, I believe you mentioned some upcoming conferences. Anything to report on conferences?
Well, we're starting to plan them. We, through some generous gifts and grants, we're going to be able to hold some conferences that we get together with our administration and our faculties. One conference will be for our university presidents and the chief mission officers. That'll be happening in November. And then we're planning another where we're going to be talking about student wellness. And that's going to include our chaplains and our department heads and our deans of student services. Because like I said earlier, it's exciting to be a new student and away from home for the first time. But in the world of social media and everything else, it can be a little scary too. So we are very interested in making sure that our students, every one of them, no matter what vocation they're being educated for, that they're healthy, that they receive the support that they need, and that we have some best practices in our classrooms and in our dormitories to help them do that.
Anything else to share on Concordia University System as we wrap up our time together for this month?
Well, I think we should say thank you, though, to the Bollock Foundation. That's one of the granting organizations, and in small part, the Schwann Foundation. The Schwann Foundation gave us a grant, which allowed us to attend every convention and implement 7B. And without that money, we would not have been able to do that. So I want to thank sincerely the Schwann Foundation. And for our upcoming conferences, the Bollock Foundation, who have made it possible for us to do what we do. And so we got a lot of great stuff going on in CUS, but it's been because people have been contributing to it and allowing us to do this. We also want to thank the LCMS Board of Directors for generously funding what CUS does, because without their help, it would be very difficult for us to do what we do. So, you know, we have people that care about church work preparation and put their money where their mouth is. And I'm a big supporter of that. You know, it's one thing to talk about it. It's another thing to do it. And that's kind of like Doug and I, you know, we grew up in the Michael Jordan era. Just do it. And this is what I tell the students when we're at the National Youth Gathering. You're too young to know who Michael Jordan is. But when it comes to deciding to go do seminary or to teacher, just do it. So I tell them. They don't know who I tell them, go look on YouTube. Go look at Michael Jordan. He'll show you that. So just do it. That's what I tell them.
Our guest today, the Reverend Dr. Jamison Hardy, president of the Concordia University System. Dr. Hardy, thanks for being our guest today.
Good. Thanks to be with you.
And the Reverend Dr. Douglas Spatel, vice president of the Concordia University System. Dr. Spatel, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Again, you can learn more at cus.edu. You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.